Chapter 2 Living in Kolkata. I was feeling hungry. The people in the shops and cafes did not give anything to hungry children, so I walked along the river to look for people who were cooking. The morning sun showed me how huge the river was. It was also very dirty. As I walked next to it, I saw two dead bodies lying on the ground. One had a cut across his neck, and the other had no ears. It was horrible, and I felt ill looking at them. "There must be some violent people in this city," I thought. It was so different from home. I remembered what happened to the children in the station, and I began to understand that there was danger everywhere in Kolkata. As I started feeling very frightened, I thought about my family. Where was Gudu? Was he looking for me? Was my family worried about me? Did they think that I was dead? But I also knew that if I did not want to die in this city, I had to be strong. I turned back towards the bridge, and I noticed some children playing in the water, so I went to join them. "Today, I cannot believe that anyone washes or plays in a dirty river like the one in Kolkata, that had dead people and animals in it." But as a child, I did not even think about it. I did not know how to swim yet, so I only walked in until the water was above my knees. But I loved it, and it felt wonderful to be a child again, playing with other children. Later in the afternoon, the other children went home, but I stayed by the river. At this time of day, the water was much deeper, and the river was higher, but I did not notice this. I jumped in and panicked when my feet did not touch the bottom. I threw my arms around, but I could not reach the land. Suddenly, someone jumped into the water next to me. Then I was pulled out and dropped onto the ground. I stood up and was shaking when I noticed a wet, homeless man. He was standing in front of me. He did not say anything, but just silently walked away. In the next few weeks, I started looking around the area near the station. The small shops and cafes sold hot meals, fruit, and Indian sweets, which all smelled wonderful. I watched people eating and talking, and my stomach hurt. But when I begged the people in the shops for food, they just pushed me and the other hungry children away. There were too many of us to help. Most of the people were poor like my family, so they usually did not leave any food. But sometimes someone dropped something, or they did not finish their meal and threw it on the ground. Then there was always a race with the other children to get the food. They pushed me and sometimes hit me to get to it first. We were like wild dogs fighting for meat. I tried to stay near the station and river because I knew this area well, but slowly I began to look around other new streets. I was hoping to find food in places where there were no other children. Anything was possible in a big city like this. I also had to find somewhere new to sleep on many nights, because when I went back to the same place for a second night, another person was there. I never stopped thinking about food and sleep, and I was looking out for danger everywhere, so I always felt worried and tired. But I also remember that my feelings about home were changing. I still really wanted to get back to my family, but I was now thinking more about how to stay safe here. Just for the moment, this city was feeling like my home. Sometimes, when I was bored, I went back to the train tracks near the station. One day, when it was very hot, I was sitting on a track when a man came towards me. He was wearing a dirty white shirt and trousers, and he asked me, "What are you doing here?" I tried to answer, and he listened and understood me. He spoke back to me slowly, so I could understand him too. "Many children are hit by trains here," he said. "Some children are killed, and others lose arms or legs. Train stations are dangerous places. They aren't playgrounds." "I'm lost," I said, and I told him my story and tried to describe my home. This was my first conversation with an adult after arriving in Kolkata. After he listened to my story, he said, "Come to my home. I can give you food, water, and a place to have a rest." Finally, somebody was helping me, and I happily followed him to his home. The man worked on the railways, and he lived in a little house with a metal roof by the side of the tracks, which he shared with a group of other men. They invited me for dinner, and, for the first time after getting lost, I ate a warm meal of rice and dal. The men were poor, but they were not as poor as the children on the streets. They were happy to share their food with me. It was only a simple meal in a small home, but after my life on the streets, it was like a different world. The railway man said, "I know another man who can help you. He's going to visit the house tomorrow." I was feeling better, and I was excited about getting home. The men gave me a small bed, and I slept very comfortably. The next day, the visitor came to the house. He had nice clothes, and he also spoke slowly. He sat down on my bed and said, "Come over here and tell me about yourself. Where are you from?" He wanted to know everything to help find my home, so I started telling him everything. While I was talking, he lay down on the bed next to me. "Many lucky and unlucky things happened to me on my journey, and I learned to trust my feelings to stay safe. When this strange man lay down next to me, he did not touch me, but I knew that something was not right. I must not show him that I don't trust him," I thought. So when he promised to help me, I nodded and smiled. But I secretly planned to escape that night. After dinner, the men went to smoke and talk together. I waited for the right moment, and I took my chance. I ran as fast as I could out of the door. I did not know where I was going. I was only thinking about escaping. I was soon tired, so I stopped running when I reached a busy street. I did not think that the men were following me, but then someone shouted my name. My heart jumped in my chest, and I immediately ran into a big crowd near some shops. I looked behind me, and I saw two men looking around, and one of them was the railway man. I hurried away from them, but the street was really busy. I decided to hide, so I ran into a dark, narrow space between two houses. I got down on my hands and knees and listened. I heard the sound of a man's voice talking to someone next to the houses. I even saw him look into the space where I was hiding. Was it the railway man? I am not completely sure, but I have never forgotten that night. I thought that this man could help me, but his plans for me were bad. I will always remember how frightened I felt. I stayed in the same place for a long time, until I was sure that the men were gone. Then I left and walked through the dark streets. I was happy to escape, but I was sad in my heart. All my hopes were nothing in the end. But I also remembered that I was still okay, and I knew that I could look after myself now. This thought made me feel stronger.